Do you feel like it's sometimes it's hard to get on the same page with your team to really move the needle in your business to create that next level of amplification? Maybe you feel like you guys are chasing multiple rabbits, and the chase and the hunt for those rabbits is getting exhausting. If that's you and you're ready to create a cohesive plan and system to get you and your team on the same page, this episode is going to be for you as we talk about partnering with your team to increase productivity. Get ready to take good notes because we're about to get into it. What's up, leader? Welcome to the Gifted Entrepreneur Show, the dopest podcast on the planet that explores the world of Christian entrepreneurship and reveals secrets to unlocking your unique codes to create generational wealth. I'm your host, LaDondra Hervey, wife, mom, award-winning author, and Christian business coach who's excited to take you on a transformational journey of taking bold steps to unlock your unique gifts and pursue your entrepreneurial dreams with unwavering faith. Buckle up. It's time to make your dreams of creating generational wealth a reality. Hey, 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 what's up, you guys? What's up? I hope that you guys are having a phenomenal day. I am excited to just jump into today's podcast topic as we're talking about partnering with your team to increase productivity. And this topic is pretty near and dear to my heart because when you hire a team, the purpose of a team is to create a multiplication effect. This is where you are able to get more done than you would have been able to do by yourself. But if everyone is all over the board and you just have team members, then it can create actually chaos and it can create confusion. And so in today's podcast, we are going to talk about some of the strategies that we use with our high-level clients to really help them to get focused with their team and to really create that next level acceleration without adding on more stress. There's one thing about being an entrepreneur is that if you are doing it the King's way, you don't want to be adding on more stress. That's not His heart for us. His heart is for us to do things with order. And so I'm going to be pulling this through one of our programs that we offer our clients, which is our LEAP program. And that's where we help those who are at that $1 million mark to up level their business into the next level. So the very first thing, and so you want to get ready to take great notes because I'm just really just jumping in. So you want to write these down. And I'm going to tell you now, even if you're not at the $1 million mark, these strategies that I'm teaching today, they apply right now. They apply right now, even if you are a team of one. Like, I want you to go ahead and start to lay this out and start to set these disciplines and these frameworks within your business. Even if you have contractors, I want you to apply these principles through to those contractors that you're using. Rather, you have a contracted social media manager or contracted graphic artist, whatever the case is, you want to go ahead and start to set this framework for those disciplines so that you will, as you continue to expand, it's already set. The foundation is set and you can build from a solid ground. So the very first thing that you want to do to partner with your team to increase productivity is, number one, limit your focus. Now, I know that that sounds so easy, but it's not. Especially in the times that we are in with just so much distractions from the next latest content and innovation ideas and how fast technology is changing. And we're like, okay, what do I do to keep up? And then so we think we'll get off of our path and we'll be like, oh, okay, well, we need to start focusing here. We need to start doing this. And everybody is everywhere. And you guys, just, I haven't even tapped into all of this because I'm choosing not to. I'm choosing to elevate above it. But I keep hearing all, just a lot of noise around, oh my gosh, it's an election year. There's going to be so much distractions. There's going to be so much. Listen, you get to choose where you prioritize your time. And as a kingdom citizen, it does not matter what's happening in an election year. What does matter is where you, that you keep your eyes on the mark and you keep your eyes on the vision that you and your team has created. And so when we talk about limiting focus, we want to get you to limit your focus for your team for the next 90 days. We like to work in 90-day increments, and because things just change so rapidly. And so from 90 days from now, what is the focus? Is that focus on increasing conversions? Like, you want to be this clear. It's not, where a lot of people get confused is they start to throw out a bunch of to-dos. And when we think about focusing your team, it's not about all the things we have to do. It's about what is the major rock that we, if you're familiar with EOS, then they talk about rocks. It's the big thing that's going to move your company forward. It's that needle moving goal that you, if you guys all collectively focus on this one thing, then this thing will help you to break into the next thing, or it will help you to build on the next thing, or it will help you to create that next level of expansion. And so it's good to break down. So if you have a vision for the year, it's good to break it down into quarters and figure out what is the focus. So like I said, this is not the time to throw out all of your to-dos. And if you're kind of stuck there and you're like, okay, I have a bunch of to-dos, but I don't know where to focus. Okay, write it down, brain dump, that's cool. But then when you brain dump, go through that list and you can brain dump your list, and you can do this collaboratively with your team. Your list, and then you can brain dump their list, and then you guys go through and circle what are the common themes from y'all's list. And then as you circle those common themes from your list, then you guys look at that list and say, from the themes, and say, okay, what is, now we're going to say, what is the common themes within the ones from the ones that we've circled, which ones are priority from the things that we all have circled? And then think about, why are they priority, and what is the end outcome? And so when you think about the end out, because that's what that's going to do, is to back you into where you need to focus your time and your energy. And so what is that end outcome that you guys are wanting? And so that end outcome could be that everybody's saying that we need to increase sales. So from all these activities and all these to-dos and all this stuff, it really, the theme is that we need to increase sales. We need to increase social media engagement. We need to build more brand awareness to educate the population on what we do, because they don't know what we do. It may be that 90-day focus, here's where a lot of people will diminish a focus and get caught up in busy work. It may be that you really just need to focus that 90 days on being really clear, learning how to be really clear in the market. And that could be you tapping in to survey your audience. It could be you really tapping into the analytics of what's been happening, what's working, what's not working, and looking at those, your past programs and just different things like that, and looking at your messaging on in your social media page, looking at your messaging on your sales page. And it could be, because when you choose one focus, and that focus is to get clarity on our brand messaging or get clarity in our brand positioning, then that alone takes 90 days to, and there's a lot of actions behind that that can be split up amongst your team. It may be that once you get clear, even from a graphic standpoint, now you need to start repositioning the graphics that you're putting out, because those graphics are speaking to your target audience in the way that they need to perceive, they're perceiving your brand, or you want them to perceive your brand. And so you want to look at that. And then once you do that, then, and you get that focus down, you want to ask and say, and this is amongst all of you guys, and say, okay, are there any competing priorities to this? This is where you get to say, okay, if there's any competing priorities to it, this is where you get to deal with that and say, okay, is that really that important right now? Or can that move to another quarter? Or do we need to shift our priorities? And you can identify, are there any roadblocks to getting our way from us accomplishing this goal? So I just want to, I hope that you really picked up what I put out, because I did, you know, that's pretty thorough there. The second thing that you can do to partner with your team to increase productivity is you want to make sure that you establish a plan. So now you figured out where's the focus. Now you want to establish a plan to help you determine how to get there. Okay. And so you guys will map out, how will you get there? You will ask questions like, how will we know that we're successful when we are there? You'll really think about, what are those roadblocks? And what do we need to do to make this focus successful? What do we need to individually do in our departments to collectively focus our energies on what we have agreed on to as the priority for that 90-day segment and as the priority? And so you want to write that down, and you want to make that into a clear plan. The third thing you want to do is you want to create assets. And so when you're creating assets, this is where you get to identify, okay, as a team, what tools, systems, or infrastructure do we need to put in place to make the plan successful? So is there a lack in training that we need to? So if we're trying to be more clear in our copywriting or being clear in our brand positioning, do we need to spend some time on some copywriting training? Do we need to invest in a coach? Is it systems? Do we need to partner with an agency like our company to really help you to get those systems down and get that infrastructure down to really and put some things in place to create that solid foundation for multiplication to come through? You really want to think about what is necessary to make the plan successful. And then lastly, the last tip that I have for you guys in partnering with your team and your clients to increase productivity is to review progress. You guys, you want to make sure that you review your progress, and you want to do it, and you want to measure progress in this at least minimum once a month. Check in to see, okay, how, based on the goals and the plan that we've established, are we still in alignment with our focus? Are the activities that we're focusing on, are they aligning with that focus? What are the roadblocks? Like, going back into that plan, what are the roadblocks? Are we being successful based on what we wrote down as our success metrics? Is there any tools or assets that's missing? And then as you're measuring that progress, you also get to say, okay, we're looking at the data and we're saying, okay, is what we're trying to accomplish, are we hitting the mark? And where do we need to pivot? Where do we need to build? Or if we're on track at the end of that 90 days, now you get to choose a new focus and say, okay, so based on what we just accomplished, how can we continue on with this momentum to continue continue towards 100x growth, okay? And so these are the ways that you can really, really partner to be successful with your team. And this is how you can move, get things done faster and with unity. I know that in the market has you just so sporadic, and you gotta focus on social media, you gotta do this, you gotta do this, and you're doing it all at the same time. But it's like when you're doing it all at the same time, you're chasing multiple rabbits and not catching any effectively. And so, and then right as you catch one, you probably feel like you're struggling to hold on to it as you go to try to catch the next one. So, you guys, if you really want to partner effectively with your team to increase productivity, these are the ways you do it. You limit your focus, create a plan, create assets, and review progress, and repeat this again. I pray that you've been blessed by this episode. Please take a moment and share this episode to an entrepreneur that you feel that can benefit from this level of wisdom. And if you are at that place to where you're like, okay, listen, I'm tired of trying to figure out how to make this work. I've tried all the things. I've tried training. I know that I have the right expertise. I know that I have the right skill set, but I'm not getting the traction that I need to really hit my income marks. If that's you and you want to a coach, you want a consulting team to come alongside of you to help you to create that next level leap, then go ahead and schedule a call with us. And then we'd be happy to talk about, walk you through and see, identify what are the gaps in your business? What are your best opportunities for you to take your business to the next level? And then we can talk about how we can partner to help you get there. One thing about us is that we're really honest. If we can help you, we will tell you that. If we can't help you, we will tell you that also and make a referral. And or we'll say, okay, based on where you are, here's some steps that you need to take. And then we can work together later down the line once you've done this. So we're really honest about that type of thing. So go in the description and book that call, and we look forward to talking to you soon. All righty, you guys. Until next time, continue to stay blessed by the best. Did that episode feel juicy or what? If so, please do me a favor and take 30 seconds to write a review. Your review helps us to spread the mission of creating generational wealth around the world. And if you tag me on IG stories, I'll be sure to reshare the love. And don't forget to join our Kingdom Collaborators Network, where we're coming together to intentionally collaborate to grow our business. Until next time, remember, for with Christ, nothing is impossible.